Okay, ready, Albie?
Just grabbing a few more pillows!
Hi, friends. Welcome to Albie and Jay's very first Pillow Fort podcast production, proudly presenting a story that we wrote together.
Still a few more left. Be right back, Jay!
This is a perfect time to get cozy, snuggle in, and enjoy a little gift from me and my pal, Albie.
45, 46, 47, 48.
Albie? Ooh.
48 pillows in the pillow fort. The perfect number.
Now are you ready to tell the story?
Yes, I am ready. Let's do it, Jay.
Oh, wow, I'm actually really feeling that 48th pillow.
Mm-hmm.
So squishy.
Mm-hmm.
So comfy.
Mm.
I could take a nap right now.
Jay.
Right.
Him.
The story.
Mm-hmm.
This story is called 'Twas the Night Before Friday.
Wait, what's happening on Friday?
Albie, we wrote the story together.
But I already forgot.
Everyone will find out when they hear the story.
Is it a full moon?
Albie.
Someone is giving away an enormous sandwich?
Albie.
Why not just call it 'Twas Thursday?
Albie, let's just start the story.
Right, story time.
Twas the night before Friday, and all through the elevator, everyone was getting ready for a big party later. Rosie was off baking cookies, Zia had blown up balloons, I was hanging twinkle lights, and Tibbetts picked out tunes. Because tomorrow there was a party right here.
Yeah, with neighbors and dancing, the best day of the year.
Yes, there would be singing and stories.
I'm going to wear fancy shoes.
Yummy snacks, funny jokes.
Maybe someone will play kazoo.
A big fun party with all of our friends.
But first, we have to wait for this day to end.
The party was tomorrow, and today was still today, which didn't sit well with our hero, Albie.
Mm?
Albie,
mm.
Albie, you get it.
Mm.
There was plenty to do to get the space ready to go.
But everything felt like it was moving so slow. It felt like the numbers on the clock wouldn't change. Like it would be Thursday forever.
That would be strange. I reassured Albie it would be Friday soon. Just try to keep busy. Here, blow up a balloon.
How can I when time is totally stuck and won't move?
Friday will be here before you know it. Things will improve.
I wasn't convinced.
Albie slunk off to pout.
No.
She stared at the clock as the hands slowly, slowly, so slowly moved about.
Everything is in slow motion, like a turtle trapped in sticky goo.
Albie decided to visit some friends to see what they would do.
Hey, crab on the wall!
She shouted to her friend.
What do you do when the day just won't end?
Seems like you need a time machine. My buddy Mitch made one in his spare room, but it would only ever take him back to the early afternoon. Draw up a plan. You'll need some springs and a remote, a few gizmos, some gadgets, probably a raft or a pool float.
A time machine will fix things?
That should fix it real nice. I'll try to text Mitch, see if he has advice. Now, where is that cell phone?
Really nice crab voice, Jay.
Thanks, Albie. A time machine sounded cool, but...
Sort of seems like a lot. Do I even have a gizmo? A doodad?
Albie did not. So she went to talk to another friend who liked to think bold.
Maybe that gnome can help me. He's super smart and old.
Albie?
What? He is.
I'm 200 years old. I've learned a thing or two. Just hide all the clocks. That's the right thing to do. Put them in a big box and ship them far away. Then time won't even matter. It could be any day. While you're at it, take your calendars and feed them to a bear. All your watches, ignore them. Sell them at a yard sale for all I care.
This gnome is onto something. Maybe time isn't real.
This story is getting off track.
That's just how I feel.
A time machine was tricky, and the gnome's advice was...
good for him, but maybe not for me?
Yes, yes. Albie was back where she started, still stuck in Thursday night. She couldn't make time move faster, try though she might.
Unless...
she had an idea. A friend she could call with all sorts of troubles, big or small.
Oh, Magic Muffin!
She called out to an imaginary friend.
Yes, Albie?
Could you help make this night before Friday end?
The muffin thought for a moment, scratched his crumbly muffin top, then was struck by an idea.
Okay, here's a thought. I know a special kind of magic that you can do.
Me? Special magic?
Yes, Albie, it's true. You can make time move slowly by doing nothing at all. Sitting and staring, just watching the wall. Or you can speed time along all on your own by doing something fun and getting in the zone.
I could make up a song.
Count my blueberries. Count beans.
Or I could try to make a time machine.
Hey, the crab shouted. That's just what I said.
I have so many ideas bouncing around in my head.
Use your magic wisely, Albie.
Thanks, Magic Muffin. I'll be okay.
The imaginary muffin disappeared.
Time to make it Friday.
Albie leapt into action, her magic at full power, making decorations, testing dance moves.
Ooh, I'm melting away hours.
She looked through her books, stacked all her hats on her head.
Uh-huh.
The next thing she knew, it was time for bed. In the morning, she woke up.
I did it! Hooray!
She high-fived the gnome.
Finally Friday!
It still wasn't party time, but Albie didn't seem to mind.
Albie magic coming right up!
The whole day passed just fine.
I made trail mix, learned a cool handshake, picked out my fancy shoes, then made an obstacle course. Huggy played along too!
Soon enough, it was party time and friends all gathered near. Albie magic had worked, and now Friday was here. The end.
The end. Ah! We did it, Jay. We did a whole story.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for listening to our story. And thanks for being our friend. And thanks to Jay for doing a cool crab voice and a gnome voice and a muffin voice. And thanks to me for finding all those pillows. And thanks to Mitch for figuring out time travel.
Thanks to everybody. Wishing you all the very best Fridays.
Jay, you make every day feel like Friday.
Aw, thanks, Albie.
Let's write another one, Jay.
How about the day after Monday?
Oh, I love the day after Monday. It's my favorite. Should we go bother Rosie to see if she has 3 more pillows?
Oh, and Zia, I think, also has a big blanket.
Oh, Zia has the best blankets. Come on, let's go!
Yay!